Veritas veritatum, omnia veritatum. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Qoheleth, writing our first reading some 300 years before Christ, is giving some counsel, wisdom to those he's teaching, to us, 2,300 years later. And one of the things that he realized was this concept of vanity, which in Hebrew is like the word that we would get vapor from, or like this wisp of cloud. You know, you grab onto it and it just disappears. And he's reflecting on life and the life of those around him and himself and maybe his family. And he goes, you know, these people, they just slave away all their life, and then all of a sudden, the second the world changes, what they're striving for just up in smoke. He's not saying we should not have anything, but he is asking this very important question throughout this little book in the Old Testament. Are you striving to live by your plans or the plans of God? Because see, my plans are going to go up in smoke. God's plan will be fulfilled. And so am I going to be on God's side, or am I going to just make it happen by myself? Indeed, in today's gospel, Jesus punches the point even a little bit more. He tells this incredible parable, this parable about this guy who's got this best harvest ever. He doesn't know what to do with all that he's harvested. Like, he's got so much. He says, I know, I'm going to tear down my little barns and build big barns. And then in my big barns, I can have all my stuff, and then I can just like sit like, you know, who's that guy in Star Trek, Star Wars? It just, that gross figure. Anyways, he just popped in my head. Anyways, squirrel. And I just sit there and relax. Eat, drink, be merry. And of course, the Lord says, foolish. Maybe even quoted him. Vanitas, vanitatum, omnia vanitas. All is vain. Yesterday I went to visit a friend up in the hospital, up at Abbott. He's been up there for a week, going home tomorrow. His life is good. But I wanted to get up there and see him. I've been gone for a few days, and so I go, if I can leave by 3 o'clock, the hospital, I can go and I can do a couple errands and do a couple things, and life will be good. So I get up there, and as I'm walking into the hospital at Abbott, I don't know if you've ever been to Abbott, but it's like this huge hospital, a billion people could be there at the same time. And, of course, someone says, hey, Father! And, yes? Oh, hi. What are you doing here? Well, my father, you know, blah, blah. Oh, well, I'll stop and see him. So then I go, okay, 10 to 3. I need to leave this guy's room by 10 to 3. Then I can get down there. I mean, I can make a hospital visit pretty quick. I've done them before, you know? And so I get down there. And so, of course, I don't leave his room at 3. It's more like a little after 3. But I'm going, okay, it's all good. And then as I go down to the fourth floor, I go, now, what room was that? And I say, hey, nurse, do you know what room? Go up here. And as I'm walking down towards the nurse's station, someone yells, hey, Father! And runs out, tackles me, and says, hey, you're Father Finnegan, aren't you? Well, I don't go to your church, but can you say hello to my mother, who's, like, really sick? Certainly. So I go, and hello, Grandma, how you doing? Prayed with her, anointed her, beautiful. Go down to the nurse's station, looking for so-and-so. Oh, okay, yes. Well, go down here in 4022 or something like that. And so I go down there, and they go, no, 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 this one, this one. And so I go down there, and they go, the second room on the right. So I go to the second room on the right, and I start going this way, and she goes, your other right, Father. I go, yes, right, that's right. Kindergarten skill, yes. So I go over there, I open up this door, and I go, you're not the guy I'm looking for. I don't know what the guy looks like, but I know you're not. But he says, hello, Father. And I go, hello. And so I go in there and visit with him for a few minutes. He grew up with one of our parishioners here, and so we had this nice little visit, and he was from, like, far western Minnesota, So I hadn't seen a priest. It's great. So finally I get to the room, and he's busy for a few minutes. It's okay. So I wait a while. Eventually he's not busy. I come back in, had this nice little visit, and now it's like 4:15. I got the 5 o'clock mass, and my plans... God was like teaching me a little lesson. Don't you want to live my plan? Isn't that really what you want to do? Is my will? And I suppose. So I got this nice little lesson on that. So for whom are you living? Are you living for what's eternal? Are you storing up treasure in heaven? Are you saying, I'm going to live for you, God, and I want to live for your plan, whatever your plan is, even if it's inconvenient to me? We're going to practice those little practices, like giving up God our time in prayer. When we take that 10 minutes of prayer every day, when we come to church as you're doing now, as you take maybe an extra hour, a half hour at the Adoration Chapel, also you give up your time to be on God's time. Or even when that little basket comes by a little later and you throw in your envelope. Really what you're saying is, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to build bigger barns. I'm going to trust you. There's two ways we can go. Go the way of vanity or the way of God. I'm working on the way of God. Let's do it together. Amen.